We've been talking a lot about football and summer holidays and the kids getting off and exams and a whole series of different things for June. So much sport happening. Incredible choice right across the sporting gambit. But what about the Belfast Book Festival? Have you given it any consideration? Let me speak to Keith Atchison. Keith, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
So it's the 9th to the 19th of June, am I right?
That's right. It's running from the 9th to the 19th of June right across the city. We've got over 100 events. Classes and workshops right across the city and community venues, art centres, you name it.
Is this the festival where you encourage people to read a book and then leave it somewhere?
We have that as one of our community elements. We have a little project called Pass It On, where you can actually bring in a book and exchange it for a book that we have in the Crescent Arts Centre. And that's been going really well. There's lots of books with our little Pass It On stamp right across the city.
Now, you've some guests coming. See, Rick Buckler from The Jam. Is he going to be there, dropping by? Or
he is indeed. Yeah, yeah. He's going to be speaking about his book, That's Entertainment, My Life in The Jam, down at the Black Box. We're also delighted to have John Challis, if you remember Only Fools and Horses, well, who doesn't, and his character Boycie. So we're delighted to have him. He's going to be at the Crescent Arts Centre. And then we also have a sort of political...
Yeah, people will wonder, you know, Boycie, what's he doing? He did write a book about being Boycie, didn't he? And life after Boycie and all of that.
He did. And, of course, he's featured on the TV show Benidorm. And, yeah, he's great. Just speaking to him on the phone, I think people are going to have a really lovely evening with him.
Yeah, he's also signed for the new version of Are You Being Served? He's going to be Captain Peacock.
That's right, that's right. I heard that only very recently.
Yeah, he's a guy, I was lucky enough to meet John Challis on a couple of occasions whenever Only Fools and Horses was at the top of its game, and he was here in Northern Ireland and he would drop by for UTV Life. And he's a very obliging, pleasant, nice guy. And I think people would be richly entertained by going along to listen to him speak. Where is he talking?
He's speaking at the Crescent Arts Centre, and that's on Thursday the 16th of June. He's going to be in conversation with Nuala McKeever, and he's very keen to speak to the audience afterwards, sign his book. And so, yeah, if you're free that evening, get down. You'll have a great evening.
And is this do you buy tickets for these, or are some of these drop by, have a bit of crack?
Yes, all of our events are online at the Belfast Book Festival website, and you can book online. Obviously, his event's selling very, very fast, so be in there quick.
Yeah, there'll be some events that you have to buy tickets for. There'll be other events that are free, I presume.
Yes, we've got, again, like every year, we have a lot of free events. One free event that I'm really recommending to people is we have a Chicago-based actor, Timothy Mooney, who's coming over to give his breakneck Hamlet performance as a sort of a comedy show where he condenses the four-hour masterpiece into 1 hour. So it's, literally breakneck Hamlet.
See, I'm just wondering about the Paul Mason visit. Now, this will be totally and without doubt aimed at a niche audience. But anyone who watches Channel 4 News will be familiar with that name. Am I talking about the right man, the financial and economics expert?
You are indeed, formerly of Channel 4, and he's in demand right across the world for his commentary on the financial crisis. He's also a commentator on Brexit, and he's going to be in conversation with Martina Devlin, another fantastic journalist and author who wrote a book a few years ago entitled Banksters.
Yeah, and that should be pretty gripping stuff if it is your cup of tea.
Absolutely.
But you're talking about experts in the field there. Where are they delivering their conversation?
Yes, that's taking place on Sunday the 12th at the Elmwood Hall.
Yes, there's a lot to choose from. Do you want to highlight a few more? Because we don't have time for them all. But
oh, absolutely.
This is pretty leading light stuff that you've got.
It's a big program. We're very pleased with how it's all come together. I would also recommend Kate Tempest. She is the award-winning rapper and did Glastonbury last year, like a massive set at Glastonbury. And she's written her debut novel, The Bricks That Built the Houses. We also have maverick filmmaker Alex Cox. You probably remember him from Moviedrome. And he's coming over to talk about his new book, An Introduction to Film. So, we have a massive lineup. We have 93-year-old Harry Leslie Smith, who is a former RAF pilot and is a strong advocate for the protection of the NHS. And he's a fantastic character, massive following on Twitter. and I think people are going to be wowed by him speaking.
Well, it's the 9th to the 19th of June. We've given the audience a taster of what to expect, but if you want to read up on it, give me the website, please.
Yes, it's belfastbookfestival.com.
Lovely stuff, Keith. Every success with it. Thanks
Thank you
very much,
Frank.
For speaking to us. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
No doubt we'll talk to some of those special guests on the shows here on U105 closer to the time. But the 9th to the 19th of June, it is the Belfast Book Festival. Seems to be going from strength to strength. Very firm fixture now on the literary circuit.